Hello?
Jerry from Restorify, part of In Talks the Lock. Is this Anthony Welsh?
Yes.
Call is recorded for quality. We just want to talk to you about removing your DUI from public records, also known as an expungement. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
We offer a way to avoid the enormous cost associated with it. We'll let you do it in your schedule at your own pace for a fraction of the traditional cost. So our process is very straightforward and only takes a minute to be learned about it. Can I explain it to you?
Okay.
Okay, so
if you're interested, I'm going to help you create an account on our website. And we're going to start a pre-screening process. And this is just to make sure your DUI can be expunged. That way you're not going to waste time or even worse, money.
Is this the state of Minnesota, or who is this?
Minnesota.
Okay.
The pre-screening is free of charge, doesn't cost you anything, and it's private. Your information will be secured. It takes only 1 or 2 days to get an email letting you know if you qualify, if you passed it, and we'll give you a call back to walk you through the next step. Pretty much be with you through the whole process if you decide to continue after qualifying.
Okay.
Something you might be interested in?
Sure.
Okay, so first name is Anthony, last name is Welsh, W-E-L-S-H, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I need your email address, please.
It's a Welsh, capital W-E-L-S-H, .74, dot Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com, okay. Welsh, okay. And that's, did you say capital W?
Yeah, I think it works either way, but it is capital W for the official.
Okay. Okay. Also, I need your date of birth, please.
8/22/74.
8/22/74. Gotcha. One moment. All right. Just a moment. All right. Well, here we go. The account has been created successfully. Just please check your email in the next couple of days. Just
sure.
Like I mentioned, it takes a couple days to qualify to get an email. And we are going to give you a call back to walk you through the next bit, pretty much tell you in detail what you're going to need to do.
Okay.
And instruct you. Right, give you guidance. So what is the best day and time during a typical week to get a hold of you?
Usually any time's fine, but I just I found out I hurt my hip here, so I think I might have to go in for surgery, but just feel free to give me a call anytime I don't work. I'm in between jobs at the moment.
Wow. Gotcha. But you still don't know if you're gonna get a surgery, is that what you said?
My doctor, they just got my x-rays back, but they said that it looks like I'm going to, but they're not, nothing's confirmed yet. But
I hear you. Well, if that actually happens, wish you speedy recovery. Hope you get better as soon as possible. But
yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to give you a call back, and if in case you are unavailable, we'll just leave you a voice message. All right?
Okay.
Any questions you may have?
Yeah, it's like I don't have my voicemail set up on my phone here.
Oh, you don't? Oh, no problem. We can
email
just try and call you until.
Yeah, you can keep calling. I'm usually around. It's like, even if I have a surgery, they said it'll be like in and out, like it won't be a big thing.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. We're just going to try and be in touch, and we'll be patient in case we got to wait, right? In case you're unavailable. All right, appreciate you taking my call, and also appreciate your vote of confidence. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.